Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a clean old-school DNB atmosphere for deep jungle energy. What we're making here is not just a pad loop or a bit of ambient city in the background. In drum and bass, atmosphere is part of the groove. It frames the break, supports the sub, and gives the tune its identity before the drop even arrives. For jungle and old-school inspired DNB, the sweet spot is moody, dusty, and alive, but still controlled enough to hit hard in a club. So the target today is a system with three main jobs. First, it creates believable space around chopped breaks and bass. Second, it adds grit and history using sampled texture, vinyl-style noise, and tape-like movement. And third, it breathes with the rhythm instead of flattening the groove. That last part is huge. If the atmosphere fights the drums, the track loses punch. If it moves with the drums, the whole thing suddenly feels expensive. Let's start by setting up a dedicated atmosphere group. Call it Atmos. Inside that group, you want three lanes or tracks, a noise bed, a pad texture, and FX throws. Keep all of your atmospheric material in one place, so you can treat it like one instrument later. On the group itself, add EQ8, glue compressor, and utility. This gives you a clean atmosphere bus you can shape as a unit. As a starting point, high pass the bus somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. You do not want atmosphere competing with the kick, the break, or the sub. Then use a light glue compressor, maybe around 1.5 to 2 to 1, with a slower attack and a medium release, just to glue things together. On utility, keep the width moderate. Something around 80 to 110% is usually enough. Wider is not always better in DNB. If the low mids get too wide, the groove starts to blur. Now let's build the noise bed. This is the air in the room. It could be vinyl noise, tape hiss, rain, crowd ambience, room tone, or a synthesized hiss from operator or analog. The point is not to make a sound effect. The point is to create a subtle continuous texture that you feel more than hear. If you mute it and suddenly the track feels empty, that's a good sign. If you notice it clearly all the time, it's probably too loud. If you're using operator, keep it simple. Use a noise source or a noise style oscillator, then filter it. Auto filter is perfect here. Start with a cutoff somewhere around 2 to 6 kHz, with low resonance. Add a very slow movement with an LFO, or automation so it gently shifts over time. Then place a saturator after the filter and add just a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB. If it still feels too clean, a tiny bit of redux can help, but be careful. You want age, not digital destruction. The noise bed should feel like atmosphere, not a special effect. Think of it as the glue that holds the scene together. Next, let's create the dark pad texture. This is where a lot of people overdo it. In deep jungle, the pad should not be a huge ambient chord wash dominating the entire track. It should be more like a harmonic shadow. Use Waveatable, analog, or operator and build a long, slow pad with a low-pass filter, a slow attack, and a long release. Add a touch of unison or pitch drift if you want motion, but keep it subtle. The chord language matters too. For deep jungle and darker DNB, try minor sevenths, suspended shapes, rootless voicings, or even one-note drones with movement. If your bass line is already busy, the pad should avoid stepping on the root. For example, in C minor, you might use a voicing like E flat, B flat, and D, or a suspended color around G, B flat, and D. Let the bass own the root. The pad should set the mood, not fight for harmonic weight. A good pad chain is EQ8, chorus ensemble, auto filter, and then reverb. High pass the pad around 150 to 250 Hz, so it stays out of the low end. Keep the chorus subtle, just enough to add motion and width. For reverb, start with a decay around 2.5 to 6 seconds, pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds, and make sure you cut the low end in the reverb return or after it. That low mid fog is one of the fastest ways to ruin a clean DNB mix. Now let's get into one of the most authentic jungle moves, resampling. This is where the atmosphere starts to feel like it belongs to the track, instead of sounding like a generic preset. Take a short section of your break, a percussion hit, a reversed cymbal, or even a drum tail, and bounce it to auto. Then process it into texture. You can reverse small parts, filter it, add delay, add reverb, and turn it into a rhythmic cloud. This works because the atmosphere now carries the DNA of the break. It's not pasted on top. It comes from the same world as the drums. That makes the track feel more alive. Use auto filter, echo, reverb, and utility to shape the resampled fragment. High pass it around 200 to 400 Hz, low pass it somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz, and add a small amount of echo with feedback around 15 to 30%. Keep the dry signal low. You want texture, not a spotlight effect. Now let's make the atmosphere breathe. This is where ducking comes in. A clean old-school atmosphere should react to the drums instead of floating above them. The easiest way to do this in live is with sidechain compression. Put a compressor on the atmosphere bus and sidechain it from your drum bus or kick and snare bus. Start with a ratio around 2 to 1 to 4 to 1, an attack around 5 to 20 milliseconds, and a release around 80 to 250 milliseconds. You only want a few dB of gain reduction, just enough to clear space for the transients. If you want the motion to feel smoother and more musical, you can automate volume instead of leaning too hard on compression. In DNB, that often works really well. Let the pad and noise bed dip a little on the snare, then bloom back after the hit. That way, the atmosphere feels like it's breathing with the break. Now let's talk width. Old school atmosphere can sound huge because of stereo spread, but in drum and bass you need to be careful. Keep the low atmosphere elements centered. Use width only where it helps, like on filtered pads, noise and delay tails. Utility is your friend here. You can try 110 to 130% width on the pad track if the mix needs it, but always mono-check the bus. If the low mids disappear or the snare gets weaker, pull it back. If the atmosphere feels too static, use slow auto pan or subtle filter movement. The key word is subtle. In jungle, motion should feel like haze drifting across the room, not like a chorus effect waving at the listener every second. Now for the throws. Echo and delay should not just be left on all the time. That usually turns the mix into a wash. Instead, use them as selective events. Throw a filtered snare, a vocal stab, a pad note, or a reversed hit into delay at the end of a phrase. Automate the send or device on only at key moments, like the last beat of a 4-bar or 8-bar section. In echo, try sync values like 1/8, 1/4, or dotted divisions depending on the tempo. Keep feedback moderate, maybe 20 to 45%, and filter the repeats so they sit behind the drums. A good practice is to high pass the delay return around 300 to 500 Hz and low pass it around 4 to 8 kHz. That gives you the dubby jungle tail without smearing everything. This is really where the atmosphere starts to feel like it's part of the arrangement, not just a loop. That brings us to arrangement. Don't think of atmosphere as something that runs endlessly from start to finish. Think in phrases. Give the intro 8 to 16 bars of noise bed, filtered pad, and a few sparse effects. In the build, open the filter gradually and add one more layer, maybe a break fragment or a delay throw. Then, when the drop lands, pull the atmosphere back a little so the drums and bass can do the heavy lifting. That contrast is everything. A lot of people make the mistake of keeping the atmosphere huge all the time. But in jungle and old school DNB, the tension comes from restraint. Pull the wide layer away for a bar or two before the drop, and the return hits harder. Sometimes subtracting is the best way to make the tune feel bigger. Also, listen to the atmosphere against the actual drums and bass, not on its own. That's the real test. The sub and kick should stay mono and dominant. The snare should stay crisp and forward. The atmosphere should be audible when muted, but not obviously loud when it's playing. If the top end gets harsh around 2 to 5 kHz, cut it. If the low mids pile up around 250 to 500 Hz, carve them out. Spectrum and EQ8 are your best friends for this. A great trick at the stage is to check the track at low monitor volume. If the atmosphere still reads quietly, it's probably balanced well. If it vanishes completely, it may be too subtle. If it dominates, it's too loud. Now let's go through a few common mistakes to avoid. First, too much reverb low end. That will cloud the kick and sub immediately. High pass your reverb return or cut below 150 to 250 Hz. Second, making the atmosphere louder than the break. The drums should feel like the engine. The atmosphere is the world around the engine. Third, using huge full chords everywhere. That can steal room from the bassline. Use smaller voicings, drones, or partial harmonies instead. Fourth, overusing motion. One or two movement sources is usually enough. Too many LFOs, pans, and delays make the groove feel vague. And fifth, leaving effects on all the time. Old school DNB works because the changes are intentional. Let the atmosphere come and go in phrases. If you want to push this further, here are some advanced variations you can try. You can build a spectral movement layer by putting hybrid reverb or echo on a return and then automating a filter after it, so the tail brightens and darkens over 8 or 16 bars. That gives you a moving cloud without needing new notes. You can also extract ghost harmony from the break. Grab a few transient hits, pitch them to your scale, and tuck them under the pad. That makes the atmosphere feel like it came from the drums themselves. Another strong move is a mid-range-only dirt laying. Duplicate the pad, Process the copy more aggressively, then high pass it higher than the main layer and blend it in quietly. This adds character without touching the sub. And if you want a more dramatic arrangement trick, remove the widest layer right before the drop. When it comes back, the drop feels bigger, even if the sound barely changes. So here's the core idea to remember. Clean old school DNB atmosphere is about control. Build texture from noise, pads, and resampled break fragments. Keep the low end clear. Make the atmosphere breathe with the drums. Use automation and phrasing instead of endless looping. And lean on subtle grit, sampled character, and dubby throws rather than giant washed out ambience.